You have a patient who presents with colon cancer, metastatic disease, who is asymptomatic from the primary and has extensive metastatic disease. Do you generally take out the primary or start with systemic therapy?
No, you do not take out the primary. In fact, there was actually recently some more data that came out showing that, unlike in renal cell, where taking out the primary may have a number of different, perhaps immunologic, it doesn't seem to be the case. Now, the pendulum has swung back and forth a lot over the years. And at one time, the surgeons had convinced us that we should always take the primary out because if it were an emergency surgery and someone became obstructed, and then they would say, well, they do much worse and they end up with ostomies. And the problem was is that two things happened. One was that our treatments became better. So patients were living longer and they were having tumor responses with modern chemotherapy and modern biological therapy. So it was not as much of a problem. So if you look, the number of patients who really needed emergent surgery was actually fairly low. So you were doing a lot of surgeries to help a few people. The other thing that also happened, though it's not used quite as much anymore, is that gastroenterologists were learning to put stents in. So patients didn't necessarily need surgery or as a bridge to surgery, so it wasn't emergent surgery. The pendulum swung a little bit back as the surgery got better because, you know, now with laparoscopic surgery, the patients were really not, you know, it was not as morbid. But for someone who has no, unless they're bleeding or they're obstructed, we don't do that. It just delays the start of the treatment that they need.
So this lady gets surgery. What was her situation post-op? And when you evaluated, what were you thinking at that point?
She actually did very well postoperatively.
How much tumor did she have, residual tumor, either in the abdomen or elsewhere?
Yeah, she had very little residual tumor.
So it's nothing you had to measure.
That's correct. That's correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's correct. And I think the initial reason for going ahead with the surgery was, one, she was symptomatic. Second, it was unclear whether she had a gynecologic primary versus a colorectal primary.
And they found that this was a metastatic lymphadenopathy, the big mass?
Yes.
They were able to remove it, though?
That's right. They removed it.
So she was NED. She had no evidence of disease
after
the surgery. So she had metastatic disease, but she was rendered to be completely tumor-free.
That's correct.
But it was metastatic lymph, like retroperitoneal lymphadenopathy or something like that?
A large pelvic mass.
Was it ovarian, like a Krukenberg tumor?
She did have metastasis to her ovary as well. Uh-huh. So it was a.
But the primary was Segal?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So what was the next step?
So the next step after she recovered from the surgery, then the question was, you know, whether to give her chemotherapy and what chemotherapy to give. So we did initially use a FOLFOX regimen and a couple months later added in bevacizumab for 6 months of duration.
And can you kind of fast forward, maybe get up to the point where she got the regorafenib, just sort of go through her, what happened there? And then we'll talk about it.
Sure. So she was treated with FOLFOX bevacizumab, and then afterwards she was on capecitabine bevacizumab for maintenance. And then...
Could I just say that 36 months?
She was, a long time. She had a long disease-free interval there.
So she gets FOLFOX Bev, Randy, then gets capecitabine Bev as maintenance, which I think is interesting.
But she had no evidence of disease when you were doing all of this.
When she started,
she was
kind
of an adjuvant-y sort of...
Stage 4 NED,
pseudo-adjuvant. Right, that's right.
But she did great, so she went 3.5 years.
I'm sorry, did you say the MSI status for her, just with a right-sided tumor?
Yeah, she was MSI stable.
Oh, MSI, okay.
She was KRAS mutant and BRAF wild type.
Which goes, because they're mutually exclusive, so So, did well.
She did well, and then she had progressive disease and was treated with FOLFIRI-BEV.
Where was the disease progression?
She did have liver progression when she had a disease progression.
Interesting.
What was next?
We did have to dose reduce on the FOLFIRI regimen. I think she had abdominal discomfort, diarrhea, and then... After that, when she progressed, because she was KRAS mutant, we could not use anti-EGFR therapy. So we did treat her briefly with a course of aflibercept as well as irinotecan. I think we discussed at that time whether to use that versus going ahead with the regorafenib.
Could I just ask, how did she do on the irinotecan and aflibercept? It says you had some issues related to dose. You had her modified.
Right. She had more fatigue. She was having a lot of abdominal discomfort, asthenia.